The federal government keeps a registry of nurses, nurses' aides, and pharmacists who have been disciplined for things like stealing drugs and abusing patients. When hospitals and nursing homes hire staff, they would like to check that database, but they can't. NPR's Joseph Shapiro explains.
The federal registry is called the Healthcare Integrity and Protection Data Bank. Congress created it 22 years ago and intended it to be open to hospitals and many nursing homes that wanted to run background checks. But the Department of Health and Human Services never completed the necessary regulation to make the registry available. So the names in the data bank stay secret.
There's really no reason for it at all.
Dr. Sidney Wolf is with the consumer advocacy group Public Citizen. He notes that there's also a separate national data bank of doctors who've been disciplined, and that list can be checked by hospitals, unlike the one for nurses.
I mean, there are probably more records of disciplined nurses and nurses' aides than there are disciplined doctors, except the doctor stuff is in the data bank, accessible to hospitals. The nurses, nurses' aides, and pharmacists are secret right now.
Wolf is pushing to change that. He's asked Kathleen Sebelius, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, to let hospitals and some nursing homes get access to the list of disciplined healthcare workers. There are more than 100,000 names on the registry. Wolf says many of them may still have jobs in healthcare.
Until the government makes these data available, patients are going to be injured in hospitals by nurses, nurses' aides, who shouldn't be on the staff of the hospital. The only reason they're on the staff is when the hospital hired them, they didn't know what their past record was.
So all this raises the question, what stopped the data bank from being made available? If you think there must be powerful interests lined up against it, you're wrong. Nurses support it. Rebecca Patton is president of the American Nurses Association.
We believe that this registry is a good registry, and we believe that impaired, unsafe nurses should be addressed and the public should be protected from those situations.
Hospitals and nursing homes could use a federal data bank to run accurate background checks, in addition to counting on state discipline records. Nancy Foster is with the American Hospital Association.
This database would likely not be something we would rely on as the only source of information, but it would be one source of information we might check to make sure we don't miss a vital piece of information about a person we're going to hire to care for the patients we serve.
So the culprit for years of delay turns out to be slow-moving government bureaucracy. In 2006, the Department of Health and Human Services started the process of writing a regulation. It got public comment and reactions from 7 or 8 government agencies. A year ago in the Bush administration, the department finished the regulation. But then the White House froze it and said it should be up to the new president to decide. So it's all under review again. A spokeswoman for the Department of Health and Human Services says things are on track and that maybe by early next year, the department will open the registry of disciplined nurses, aides, and pharmacists. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.